welcome to day 10.
In today's meditation, we will give new meaning to the word digestion. Most of us think of digestion as simply the process of breaking down food within our bodies. Ayurveda takes this a step further to say, we not only process food, but we process experiences, feelings, sights, sounds. Needless to say, we are greatly impacted by our surroundings. This is in accordance with Ayurvedic philosophy, which states that we are not only made up of mind, body, and spirit, but we are also made up of our environment. Ayurveda is a consciousness-based approach to health and wellness. This is a very empowering approach that requires your present moment awareness and clarity of mind and body in order to make the most nourishing choices. With this in mind, it's important to begin developing an awareness of what it is you are digesting from your environment on a daily basis. In Sanskrit, the metabolic power of digestion is called Agni, or digestive fire. Agni being the root of the word ignite in English. Good physical health is dependent on having the strong digestive fire burning brightly within us, extracting vital nutrients and burning off the waste. How does one determine if they have strong Agni? It shows when we have a healthy and happy glow, when our eyes are sparkly and clear, or when our energy seems limitless. Signs of weak Agni appears as the opposite. Dull skin and eyes, feelings of stagnation and depression, all caused by improper digestion and the accumulation of toxins within the body. Good emotional health is also dependent on this same digestive fire to take on the world around us, enveloping into our mind, body, and soul, experiences chock full of sensory impressions and emotions. And this is where it's important to have that strong Agni in order to have the power to say yes to those experiences that foster health and happiness, as well as having the power to say no to those experiences that lead to fear or anger. How will you know when your emotional Agni is strong? When your deepest desires start to become fulfilled? When your choices become healthier and easier? Or when your relationships begin to blossom and deepen? There is an ancient Ayurvedic saying that I love, which states that when digestive power is strong like a roaring fire, we can convert poison into nectar. And when digestion is weak like a smoldering log, a person can die from drinking nectar. This saying can be applied not only to food, but to emotional well-being as well. Imagine being able to turn any situation, no matter how difficult, into sweet nectar. If your body could talk, what would it say? If your heart could sing, what would it sing about? Think about your relationships, your job, the sounds you wake up and fall asleep to, the sights and smells, remembering that all of these are being digested by you and creating your reality. I will now share a meditation that I use when I feel out of balance and I can sense my inner fire has become greatly diminished. When we are stressed, our body and mind constricts, our breathing begins to shorten, blocking the flow of energy and information in the form of oxygen. Oxygen breathes life into our cells, just as it breathes life into fire. By simply breathing, we begin to stoke our inner fire, which in turn brings clarity of mind, rejuvenation of spirit, and better functioning of the body. It is in this heightened state of awareness we can begin to properly digest and metabolize anything that comes our way. Take a few moments to settle into a comfortable position. when you are ready, softly close your eyes and begin to bring attention towards your breath. Breathing in and out through your nose. Now begin to shift your breathing into a more expansive breath by drawing in air and filling your belly full like a balloon. And when you come to the top of your breath, slowly begin to release and exhale all the air out. Breathing in and filling your belly full and exhaling. Continue with this cycle of breathing. If at some point you notice your attention has drifted to other thoughts, feelings, or sensations, let those go and gently drift back to your breathing. Allow your breathing to return to normal. Take a few moments to observe yourself in this moment. Allow the stillness to settle in, embracing whatever feelings or sensations you may be experiencing. And when you're ready, go ahead and softly open your eyes. It's amazing and powerful what an impact our breath can have on us. At any point in your life, when you might need that extra boost, when you feel you need to stoke your inner fire, take a moment and just breathe. I leave you now with one of my favorite ancient sayings as quoted by Dr. Deepak Chopra. If you want to know what your experiences were like in the past, then you can examine your body now. If you want to know what your body will look like in the future, then examine your experiences now. Thank you for sharing this meditation with me today, and remember to be ever mindful, loving, and patient with yourself. On behalf of Dr. Deepak Chopra and Dr. David Simon, this is Rochelle Williams, coming to you from the Chopra Center for Well-Being, wishing you peace and happiness on your life's journey.